Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next-gen GST reforms to directly benefit people and increase savings. Government decides to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during current financial year. Ministry of Home Affairs declares NSCNK with all its factions as unlawful with immediate effect for 5 years. Two Maoists carrying reward of 40 lakh rupees each killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. Pakistani Air Force conducts airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. Super Typhoon Ragasa hits Philippines. Thousands evacuated. Capital Manila shut down. And in football, India storms into semi-final of Under-17 SAF Championship in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business, extending his wishes to the countrymen in a letter. On the first day of Navratri today, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said, from today, the next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. He added that these reforms will boost savings and directly benefit every section of society, including farmers, women, youth, poor, middle class, traders and MSMEs. The Prime Minister said they will encourage greater growth and investments and accelerate the progress of every state and region. Mr. Modi said that it is greatly heartening to see various shopkeepers and traders putting up then and now boards which indicate taxes pre-reforms and post-reforms. On the first day of Navratri, the government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during the current financial year. Extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this step will not only bring them new joy on this sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections.
We had taken the decision that our sisters should have access to clean cooking fuel. Today, the Honorable Prime Minister has approved a decision to provide 25 lakh additional Ujjwala connections. The Ujjwala Yojana, which began in 2016, was already providing 10 crore 30 lakh connections. With this new move, it will now reach around 10 crore 60 lakh. There had been demands from various sections to expand the scheme, and I'm very happy that on the auspicious occasion of Navratri, this additional benefit will be given to our sisters.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the next generation GST reforms, which have come into effect from today, will speed up the economic growth of the country. Briefing media at party headquarters in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the opposition is not happy with these GST reforms. He alleged that during the UPA rule time, there were only talks and no real work was done. Mr. Vaishnaw said during the UPA government, the tax on cement was 30%, which has now come down to 18%. The minister said the UPA imposed a 13% tax on sanitary pads and NDA government has brought it to zero. The next generation GST reforms have come into effect from today. Under the new tax structure, the indirect tax system has been simplified into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. This will provide direct relief to the citizens by reducing tax on multiple goods and services. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reductions across various sectors. Giving relief to housing and construction sector, the government has reduced GST on cement from 28% to 18%. This move will lower housing cost and provide a big push to schemes like the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and also creating jobs in mining, manufacturing and logistics. To ease rural housing, the GST on job work for bricks has been cut from 12% to 5%, benefiting MSMEs running brick kilns. Keeping middle class in mind, GST on two-wheelers and small cars has also been reduced from 28% to 18%. The tax on two-wheelers with engines below 350cc has been slashed from 28% to 18%. Similarly, small cars will be taxed 18% under the next tax structure. People across the country are also welcoming this decision.
My name is Mohit Kabajiwala. I am the CEO of Sapphire Toymakers and the Managing Committee member of the All India Toy Manufacturers Association, TITMA. I would like to thank our Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, for bringing toys from a 12% GST bracket into a 5% GST bracket. With this one positive move, our Honorable Prime Minister has made toys a lot more affordable to a larger section of society. This way, he is truly making sure that every child grows up happy, ready to be successful and make India great.
My name is Shivendra Shukla. I stay in Delhi only. Firstly, I want to thank government, especially Modi ji, for reducing the cost of GST. This is a good step which have been initiated by the government from today. Basically, middle class and lower middle class families are going to be benefited because of this. The rates of two-wheeler, cars, especially the medicine and consumables, which were affecting lower middle class families, these people will get benefited.
This is Om Prakash. This GST reform is going to be very good for the country. It will enhance the consumption really well because all those products where the GST has been brought down, consumption boost up. This is also going to impact positively to the equity markets as well.
With Saklin Akhtar, Nitika Gupta, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched infrastructure projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees for Arunachal Pradesh from Itanagar, highlighting the state's growing role in energy and regional development. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the land of Arunachal is not only the land of the rising sun, but also a cradle of patriotism. Speaking on the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said women will be among the biggest beneficiaries of this reform. Mr. Modi described the GST Bachat Utsav, a memorable milestone for households across the country.
Aaj se GST ko bhi humne sirf 2 slab tak simit kar diya hai. 5% aur 18%. Bahut sari cheeze ab tax free ho gayi hai. Baki saman par bhi tax bahut kam ho gaya hai. Koi scooter, bike khareedna hai, bahar khana peene ke liye jana hai, ye sab पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं. ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है.
The Prime Minister also interacted with traders and entrepreneurs in Itanagar. Prime Minister Modi also visited Udaipur in Tripura today, where he inaugurated the developmental works of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple and offered prayers. The redevelopment was executed under the government's Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive, Prashad Scheme. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government is reshaping urban spaces and improving the quality of life for citizens through the Smart City Mission.
The Smart City Mission is reshaping India's urban landscape and turning aspirations into reality. Launched in June 2015 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the initiative aims to enhance the quality of life in India's cities through smart and sustainable solutions. While launching the Smart City projects in Pune, the Prime Minister said, the smart city concept in itself is a mass movement.
ये स्मार्ट सिटी कंसेप्ट ये सिर्फ इस काम के लिए इतने पैसे दिए जाएंगे वो नहीं है, ये अपने आप में एक बहुत बड़ा जन आंदोलन है। ये बीते हुई कल के अनुभव के आधार पर उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव रखने का एक सार्थक प्रयास है।
Over the past decade, the mission has seen remarkable progress. Out of more than 8,000 projects, nearly 94% are now complete. Additionally, projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees are in advanced stages of implementation, taking the total investment under the mission to nearly 1.64 lakh crore rupees. The initiative combines retrofitting of existing areas, redevelopment of specific zones, and citywide smart solutions. Furthermore, schools are being equipped with digital classrooms, heritage sites are being rejuvenated, public spaces are being restored, and streets are becoming brighter and safer. From modern roads, cycle tracks, and green corridors to advanced integrated command and control centers, these projects are reshaping the way cities function. As the Smart City Mission completes 10 years, its impact is visible across the country. The mission stands today as a landmark initiative, redefining urban development for a new India.
In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district today. Both carried a reward of 40 lakh rupees each on their heads. SP Narayanpur Robinson Guria said security forces had launched a search operation following intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the border areas of Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh. During the operation in the Abujmar region, Maoists opened fire on the security personnel. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the security forces have achieved another major victory against the Naxalites. Ministry of Home Affairs today declared the National Socialist Council of Nagaland, KAPLANG, along with all its factions, wings and front organizations, as an unlawful association with immediate effect for a period of 5 years. In a gazette notification, the ministry said that the association is involved in activities which are prejudicial to the sovereignty and integrity of India. It stated that the association has been involved in killing 13 underground cadres in police or security forces action and 51 other criminal activities. Pakistani Air Force has conducted airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. The airstrike were conducted around 2 a.m. when the Pakistani fighter jets JF-17 dropped 8 LS-6 bombs on the Matre Dara village located in the Tira Valley, leading to a massacre. Disturbing pictures and videos of the incident site showed bodies, including children. Reports indicate that the scene is one of devastation, with bodies strewn across homes and streets. International human rights organizations have called an investigation into these allegations, urging protection of civilians and accountability for any violations. Pakistani military and government is silent on this incident. Super typhoon Ragasa has made a landfall over Pinutun Island in Philippines. Philippines Weather Agency said with 230 kilometers per hour wind gusts, Ragasa made a landfall over Pinutun Island and it is expected to barrel west towards southern China. Thousands have been evacuated in the island nation. Schools and government offices in large parts of the country, including capital Manila, have been shut. On to sports, India has stormed into the semi-final of Under-17 SAF Championship in Colombo with a thrilling 3-2 win over arch-rivals Pakistan. Goals from Dalal Mua Gangte, Guliba Wankirapan and Rahan Ahmed sealed a win for Blue Colts. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says next-gen GST reforms to directly benefit people and increase savings. Government decides to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during current financial year. Ministry of Home Affairs declares NSCNK with all its factions as unlawful with immediate effect for 5 years. Two Maoists carrying reward of 40 lakh rupees each killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. Pakistani Air Force conducts airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province killing 30 people including women and children. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.